Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. Once again, let me remind you, this is our rebuttal for the propaganda teaching of Professor John Esposito. This is the lecture which he gave at the University of Kentucky, which he titled The Future of Islam. Believe it or not, as we have heard him so far, he does not think that there is any problem with Islam. And Muslims will have some great future here in America and around the world. And without further ado, here he is, Professor Esposito.
But that kind of discourse still exists out there. You have what I call preachers of hate. The preachers of hate are not just religious preachers. They're also politicians who do it in order to be elected. Look at the election, presidential elections 2008, 2012. Look at the congressional elections in 2010. Islam became an issue. Is President Obama a Muslim?
We will be answering the last question concerning President Obama, if he is a Muslim or not, in the next cut. But for now, Professor Esposito is telling us that this kind of discourse still exists out there. What kind of discourse is he talking about? He's talking about, let me remind you of what we covered in our last program, the teaching of truths about Islam. When some Christian minister, whom he heard of online, stated that ISIS equals Islam. Or when Pastor Franklin Graham said that Islam is evil. Or the statement that Muslims always killed people throughout the centuries. Or the choices which Muslims left for us is one of the two. It is conversion or killing. He asked the question in the last program, so what can we do? That was the two suggestions that were given by this Christian author whom he read about online, and we found that there are only two options. It is, we must convert the Muslims to Christianity or kill them all. And obviously, because whoever he is talking about found out there are 1.6 billion Muslims out there, then he came up to the conclusion that we cannot genocide all the Muslims. This is what Professor John Esposito meant by the statement, that kind of discourse still exists out there. Then he moved to another subject, which is the preachers of hate. And I don't know if Professor Esposito has any logic or intelligence to figure out that it's not because I am telling you that Muslims hate us or ISIS is Islam or here is the two options which Muslims have offered the world for the last 1400 years concerning conversion or to be killed. That does not make me a teacher of hate. But Professor Esposito cannot see the difference between the truth about how savage Islam is and the true history of Islam throughout the last 1400 years and the statement which he and all liberals always say that we are teachers of hate. My friends, I never taught hate in all the years of our ministry. The only time you hear me saying hateful things or repeating hateful ideology, it is simply when I read the word of Allah in the Quran, or when I read what Muhammad taught the Muslims in his sayings in the Hadith, or when I read what is written by Muslim scholars in the history of Islam in the last 1400 years. Reporting these facts does not make me a teacher of hate. The problem is not me quoting the verses of the Bible or the Quran. The problem is, what is the message in these verses? When we read the Quran, we find nothing but hate. And for me to quote the verses of the Quran, now I'm a teacher of hate. No! I am a sincere missionary. I am a man standing on the wall, crying out to the Americans, watch, you got an enemy in the midst of you. Even those who are claiming to be loving, peaceful, their religion does not teach love or peace, but the religion teach hate. And for me to report the hate of Allah in the Quran and the hate of Muhammad in the Hadith, as we quote many of their ideologies, which teach nothing but hate, that does not make me a hateful teacher, but that makes me a person who exposes the hate of Allah in the Quran and the hate of Muhammad in the Hadith. But Professor Esposito does not see the difference between me reporting to you how evil Islam is and me personally, what I think, what I believe about the Muslim people. And let me clarify it once again. Islam is a savage cult, and Muslims are victims of that Islam. As a matter of fact, as I have always said, they are victim number one, and the rest of the world is victim number two. And let me be clear with you. I don't hate the Muslim people. I hate Islam, the ideology of Islam. And when you hate hate, you teach love. Let me say it again. When I hate the ideology of Islam, I am not a preacher of hate, but a preacher of love. We hate sin, but we don't hate sinners. We love sinners, and we want them to be saved and be removed from their sin. And in the case of our dear Muslim friends, we love the Muslim people and we want them out of the cult of Islam, that they can be saved, and so is their children and grandchildren, not only to live happy, joyfully in this world, but to have eternal life through Christ Jesus alone. For there is no other name under the heaven which by it we shall be saved, except the name of our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. Professor Esposito could not see anything wrong with Islam. And anyone and everyone will ever say any truth about how savage Islam is, we are called by him preachers of hate. Then Professor Esposito moved to another fact, which is that these preachers of hate are not only in the religion arena, but also in politics. How he proved that? Now when he start talking about Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. For in the presidential election, Islam became an issue. Why? Because for the first time in the history of America, especially after September 11, we got a man by the name Barack Hussein Obama who is running for that office. And Professor Esposito asked the question, is President Obama a Muslim? Once again, let's go back to Professor Esposito to hear his talk, and then we will respond to his hogwash.
Islam became an issue. Is President Obama a Muslim? Raised a Christian, says he's not a Muslim, but he's Barack Hussein Obama. Then the BIRTHA question. Then you provide the documents. I don't believe the documents. President goes to speak in New York, and in relation to Part 51, he does not advocate the building of the center, but he says in America, every group, and certainly every religious group, if it gets clearance from the local community, if it follows the laws, can do what they want. The next day, you see a spike of 10 to 12% more people who are convinced he's a Muslim. A poll done recently, you have a large percentage who not only think he's a Muslim, you have a large percentage that aren't sure whether he's not a Muslim. And then a smaller percentage that says, no, he probably isn't.
Well, let's take what Professor Esposito said one bite at a time. First, he has the question, is President Obama a Muslim? And then he answers the question by saying, he raised as a Christian. Excuse me, what? What is raised as a Christian? Do we really in Christianity believe, since you grow up in a Christian family, that means you are automatically a Christian? How many ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ in America today, those are the godly Christian men who have children who have nothing to do with Christ or Christianity. Some of them are the worst children you can ever have in any home, not only in a Christian family, but in any home in America or around the world. It's not because you're raised in a Christian home that means you're a Christian, sir. You're a Christian when you are a born-again Christian. Not because you are born first in the flesh from a Christian godly father and a mother, but because you are born of the Spirit. Something you as a Catholic do not understand. How many times in my life when Catholic mock me and mock the words of born-again Christian, and they make the sign with their finger, like put it between quotation and say, ha, 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 these are born-again Christian, ha, ha, ha. These are not just simple Catholics who do not know too much about Christianity. I'm talking about Catholic priests. I guarantee you, Professor Esposito, right now, if you make a phone call to your Pope in Italy, trust me, he will mock the words born-again Christian because he himself is not a Christian. And that is the reality about everybody. It doesn't matter what church you go to or what denomination you grew up in. You can be a Baptist, a Catholic, a Presbyterian, a Lutheran, and you grew up in that Christian atmosphere, but that does not make you a Christian, sir. You're only a Christian when you are born again, when you accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Something you will never know what it is until you experience it.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
So why is Barack Hussein Obama a Christian? To Professor Esposito, it is because he was raised as a Christian. Did he ever investigate who Obama's mother was? How about his father and his grandparents? Were they really born again Christians, sir? Did they ever live as Christians? Or maybe there's a different story there. A simple search of who Barack Hussein Obama's mother would bring us to the opposite conclusion of Professor Esposito. Think about it. First, she was involved with a Muslim man by the name Hussein. Second, she was married to a Muslim man in the country of Indonesia. Then Barack Hussein Obama grew up with his grandparents in Hawaii, who were not born-again Christians. And then you tell me that Obama is a Christian because he is. What? He was raised a Christian? I'm sorry, that does not make any sense at all. How do we know if Obama is a Christian or not? Well, it's very simple. Check up with his church. See what church he goes to. What does this church really believe? It's not because Obama said he's not a Muslim that make him a Christian automatically. That's nonsense. I received a phone call from my uncle who used to live in California, who told me that Malik Obama's brother is running as a senator. I could not believe it. Why? Because I know Malik. That is Obama's brother who lives in Kenya, who gave us quite a hard time to do our ministry for the people of Kenya. And that is a great humanitarian ministry, as we offer medicine and clothes and food for all the people of Kenya. It doesn't matter who you are, a Christian or a Muslim. And when my uncle told me that his brother is running as a senator in the state of Illinois, I could not believe it. I thought my uncle is joking. But I investigated and I found it to be true. So here I am telling the people in our ministry that we got our first Muslim senator in America. And people shake their head and think I'm just lying. But behold, a year later, the same senator is now running for the office of the presidency. And I called his campaign people to record the conversation with them to prove my point to the American people by asking simply a question. Was Obama ever a Muslim? And 4 or 5 times he hang up on me, they will not answer my question. A friend of mine by the name Pastor Israel said, Usama, why you even ask that question to his campaign people? These are politicians. They know nothing about his spiritual life. So I asked Brother Israel, what should I do? He said, why don't you call his church? I said, wow, that's a very good idea. So I called Trinity Church of Christ. And not once, not twice, but at least 4 or 5 times when I came to the point to ask the question about that specific member of the church, and I asked, was he ever a Muslim before he became a Christian? And the moment I named Barack Hussein Obama, they hung up on me, like exactly what happened with his campaign people. So I called one more time, and we have 4 other people listening. Pastor Israel, Pastor John, his music minister, Sister Cherie, his secretary, and a member in the church. And I told the lady who answers the phone, ma'am, I do not need any details about that specific person of whom I'm asking about. I just want to know, was he ever a Muslim before he became a Christian? And she said, sure, who do you want to know about? And I mentioned Barack Hussein Obama. And behold, a long wait. And then once again, they hung up on me. Then I said, I really need to know the bottom line of that mystery. So I called the church once again. Now, at this time, I did not mention anything about Mr. Obama, but I simply asked, how can I be a member in that church? So I asked, do I have to give money to the church to become a member? And the lady said, no. I asked, do I have to attend every Sunday meeting to become a member? And the answer was no. I asked, do I need to be baptized to be a member of the church? And the answer, surprisingly, still no. I said, what do I need to do exactly to become a member in your church? She told me, you need to attend 2 Sunday school classes in a row, which is a membership class, and then I walk the aisle of the church. And that's how I can be a member at Trinity Church. Then I asked the lady my final question, which was, if I am a Muslim believer and I believe in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, but I also believe in Prophet Jesus, peace be on him, do I have to give up my Islamic faith to become a member in her church? And the answer, my friends, was shocking when that lady answered, sir, you do not have to give up your Islamic faith to become a member in our church. We do have so many members in our church who are Muslims. That's when I asked her my question. Is that how Mr. Barack Hussein Obama became a member in your church? And it was dead silent. I said, ma'am, hello? Ma'am, are you still there? She said, yes, I am still here. I said, is this is how Mr. Barack Hussein Obama became a member in your church? And she said, well, I cannot answer that question. I said, my friend, you already answered my question. What kind of church is that church? Does this church have the preacher of love or the preacher of hate? Because surprise, surprise, when you hear Jeremiah Wright's teachings, the whole world was shocked. Because not only does that man teach hate towards Christians and Christianity, he teach hate towards America. Jeremiah Wright and Louis Farrakhan and Muammar Gaddafi, the president of Libya, are best friends. When you have a Muslim terrorist, Muammar Gaddafi, and a Muslim hater of the Jews and the Christians of America, Louis Farrakhan and Jeremiah Wright, becoming a cord of 3, now you know what kind of church is this. And he said it so many times, not God bless America, but God curse America, using the word that start with the letter D. Now we know that it's not a very godly church. This is the so-called evidence of Professor Esposito that Obama was raised a Christian. I'm sorry, that does not make him a Christian. Now we ask the question, how do Muslims become Muslims? Something Professor Esposito does not know. There are only 2 ways, my dear friends, for anybody to become a Muslim. Number one, to be born from a Muslim father. As for the second way, it is simply by saying the Shahada. And you say it one time in the Arabic language. It is to say, Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. In English, I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. When you say that, you are a Muslim. Now we ask a question. Was Obama born from a Muslim father? Yes, indeed. In his own writing, in his own book, as he said, as I stood between the two tombs, the tomb of my Muslim father and the tomb of my Muslim grandfather. You ask Mr. Obama, why did he write that in his book? So here is reason number one, why Obama is a Muslim. As for the second reason why I believe Obama is a Muslim, because when he moved to live with his mother, who just happened to marry another Muslim man from the country of Indonesia, he lived there 4 years, and he was registered in Indonesia's school as a Muslim student. And in the Indonesian school, Muslim students have the religious hour, and in the religious hour, they do the Muslim prayers, and they do say the Shahada. So I know without any doubt that Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, when he was a little boy in the country of Indonesia, not only he says the Shahada once, but he said it few hundreds, if not thousands of times. So now we know for sure that Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim. Maybe some would say he left Islam and become what? A Jeremiah Wright Church member? There are plenty of Muslims there who are members. So in any shape, way, or form, Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim because simply he is not a born-again Christian and because he was born a Muslim. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.